Well, good morning and welcome to the Green Radio Network. Today, our guest is Mr. Sean Seals. He's the Senior Environmental Manager from the Indiana Department of Environmental Management, and Mr. Ryan Klum, the Communications Director for IDEM. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we got some exciting news talking about sustainable transportation in Indiana. Can you tell us, Sean and Ryan, about the Volkswagen Mitigation Diesel Emissions Settlement Program?
Well, as most have heard by now, Volkswagen recently finalized a consent decree with the U.S. Department of Justice resulting from VW's installation and use of emissions testing defeat devices on most of their 2- and 3-liter diesel engines. These devices recognized when the vehicles were on the road versus in a testing cycle. When they were on the road, the defeat devices turned off the emission control equipment to allow for better fuel economy, but resulted in excess nitrogen oxides, commonly known as NOx emissions. The goal of, and the objective of the VW Mitigation Trust is to implement diesel emission reduction projects that mitigate these excess NOx emissions. The Indiana Volkswagen Mitigation Trust program will use nearly $41 million to lower NOx emissions across Indiana.
So, Sean, why is reducing NOx emissions or nitrous oxide so important?
That's a great question, Carl. NOx emissions are actually one of the precursors that form ground-level ozone. High levels of ground-level ozone can cause respiratory issues for many Hoosiers. More sensitive populations, including children and senior citizens, asthma sufferers, and the like, can find it difficult to breathe on air quality action days with high levels of ozone.
So as you talk about these mitigation funds, $41 million, Sean, that just sounds like an enormous amount of money. Who will be able to apply for these funds?
The Indiana Volkswagen Mitigation Trust program is open to both public and private entities alike. The majority of the project types specifically identified in the consent decree deal with model year 1992 through 2009 medium to heavy-duty diesel equipment. These types of equipment include trucks, buses, switcher locomotives, marine vessels, port cargo handling equipment, and even airport ground support equipment. Through the program, these vehicles and equipment, or their diesel-powered engines, can be replaced with cleaner alternatives. In addition, projects that reduce idling or create electric vehicle infrastructure will also be eligible. So, whether you're a small company or a large city, you are equally eligible for funding through the Indiana Volkswagen Mitigation Trust program.
So, Sean, I know we've done a variety of outreach events currently in northern Indiana in regards to some of the opportunities with Volkswagen, but how can the public get involved with this process?
There are actually two phases to the Indiana program, Carl. The first phase, where we are right now, is our request for stakeholder input on the Beneficiary Mitigation Plan draft framework. Right now, we're taking formal input from all Indiana stakeholders on how they believe these funds should be allocated across the eligible project types. Later this year, we will venture into the second phase of our program, where we will be opening the program for project applications. In the summer of 2018, we are hoping to begin taking applications for funding through the Indiana Volkswagen Mitigation Trust program. Details on what projects are eligible, as well as the process to apply, will be clearly stated on our VW Trust website.
And where can listeners go for more information on that, Sean?
Indiana has set up a specific website for more information on the Indiana program. The website can be found at www.in.gov/VW Trust. And as always, you're safer using lowercase when you input a URL. The website will serve as our primary mechanism for communicating the most up-to-date information on where we are in the process, as well as any new developments along the way. When folks visit the website for the first time, they'll be able to provide their email address to sign up for automated updates, and we encourage everyone interested to sign up as early as possible. The website is also where you will find the current version of the Beneficiary Mitigation Plan draft framework document. That is currently open for stakeholder input and comment. Information on how to provide comments as well as contact information are also contained on the website.
And Ryan and Sean, is there any closing thoughts that you would like to elaborate on to our listeners?
I don't believe there's anything else to add other than we're very excited to have an opportunity to work with everyone across the state of Indiana to mitigate these NOx emissions and truly make a difference across the state.
Well, we're excited to be a partner with IDEM and the many other partners that the state is working on to get this message out. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks again to our guests, Mr. Sean Seals and Mr. Ryan Clem from the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. And Green Fleet Radio airs three times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. Be sure to join and tune in to visit us online at southshorecleancities.org. And thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.